UN member states were split yesterday on the issue of the decriminalisation of homosexuality. 66 of the UN's 192 member countries signed a non-binding declaration to end legal punishment based on sexual orientation. But there was broad opposition from Muslim nations, and the United States refused to sign the document, indicating that some parts of the declaration raised legal questions that needed further review. The permanent observer from the Holy See to the United Nations in New York, Archbishop Celestino Migliori, yesterday delivered a speech on the declaration at the UN. This is the text of what he had to say.
The Holy See appreciates the attempts made in the Declaration on Human Rights, Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity to condemn all forms of violence against homosexual persons, as well as urge states to take necessary measures to put an end to all criminal penalties against them. The Holy See itself continues to advocate that every sign of unjust discrimination towards homosexual persons should be avoided. At the same time, the Holy See notes that the wording of this declaration goes well beyond this shared intent. In particular, the categories sexual orientation and gender identity used in the text find no recognition or clear and agreed definition in international law. Despite the Declaration's rightful condemnation of and protection from all forms of violence against homosexual persons, the document, when considered in its entirety, goes beyond this goal and instead gives rise to uncertainty in the law and challenges existing human rights norms.